The saying goes that hope springs eternal. So too with homicide. At the Los Angeles Police Department, a decade of successes by the Open Unsolved Unit in closing old and sometimes forgotten murder cases created a steady stream of inquiries from the loved ones of victims. They came from around the world, from any place there was an unquenched desire for justice. Every day came the calls and emails, and even visits. People asking about cases, hoping to spark the interest of the squad that investigated the past, seeking its hidden killers. So high was the tide of hope for justice and closure that the OU unit could not handle all the inquiries and still dedicate the time needed to the actual investigations. The department dug into the budget and hired a sorter, that is, a civilian employee who worked out of the OCP, the Office of the Chief of Police, and sorted through the dozens of requests that came in each week, sometimes each day. The sorter's name was Emily Robertson, and her main tools for dealing with case inquiries were the department's murder logs. These leather-bound books contained a chronological list of every murder committed in the City of Angels, going back to 1896. One page, one murder. There were more than 50 of these somber volumes on the shelves behind Emily's desk. When an inquiry came to her, or was referred to her, whether it was a phone call, an email, or a walk-in, it was Emily's job to find the reference to the case in the murder logs. By confirming the case and the year of the crime, Emily then knew which detective team in the Open Unsolved Unit she should refer the inquiry to for follow-up. Each of the 8 teams in the unit was assigned specific years of responsibility. Any unsolved cases from its assigned years went to that detective team. Sometimes the follow-up took weeks, sometimes months. Every detective in the unit carried a sizable caseload, with investigations underway at varying...